KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have light rain in Atlantic and 64 degrees. We picked up 1/100 of an inch since 7 a.m. for a total of 35 1/100 of an inch of rainfall. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A new report says Iowa's infrastructure is in need of an urgent need of investment. Paul Skatelis, president and CEO of the American Public Transportation Association, says a study of things like roads, bridges, and airports nationwide gives our public transit systems a letter grade of D-.
What's reflective of the existing condition, really, of our bus fleets, and that certainly applies in Iowa, the stations, the facilities in general, and says that we need to make a larger investment.
The study identifies a $232 billion backlog in needed infrastructure improvements nationwide, but did not provide specific figures for Iowa. Skatelis says some Iowa communities with bus systems haven't upgraded them in many years, and he singles out Dubuque, Sioux City, and Cedar Rapids.
As it relates to Iowa, we're talking about investments to replace their bus fleets, to replace their stations, their facilities that help provide the service every day to their customers.
While many buses operate on diesel, Skatelis says advances with ground transportation, including light rail, are much less reliant on fossil fuels.
We've got a big movement going on in the country towards electrification, and so more and more cities are going to alternate propulsion systems, whether it's compressed natural gas, and in many cases now, electrification. That takes new investment to make that happen and the infrastructure to support that.
This spring's flooding caused significant damage to roads and bridges in Iowa, especially in the Southwest. Skatelis says it's clear the infrastructure needs to have resiliency built in order to weather Mother Nature's extremes.
It also points to the need to be able to provide emergency-related services. You know, we've had a number of cities and transit agencies that have been called into service in these kinds of situations to do evacuations, to make sure people are placed out of harm's way.
The report claims an investment in infrastructure brings a 4-to-1 return in economic activity over the next 20 years. One person was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital following a collision Thursday between an SUV and a car in Red Oak. Authorities said 79-year-old Norma Jean Mullinex of Stanton was transported to the hospital by Red Oak Rescue after she complained of pain and possible injury following the crash that happened at around 7:55 a.m. Thursday. According to Red Oak Police, a 1994 Buick Century driven by Mullinex was traveling west on East Summit Street and was either stopped or stopping to turn north onto Highland Avenue. A 2013 Ford Escape driven by 28-year-old Tiffany Jean Mendenwalt of Red Oak was also traveling westbound on East Summit and had a small impact, authorities said, on the rear of the Buick. Damage to the vehicles amounted to just $55 altogether. There were no citations issued. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 48-year-old Patrick John Shea had turned himself into the sheriff's office on Wednesday. Shea was found to have a warrant out of Council Bluffs for assault with intent to inflict serious injury. He was placed under arrest and transported to the jail. An inmate at the Pott County Jail, 38-year-old Jason Joseph Nichols of Council Bluffs, was presented with a warrant Wednesday for domestic abuse, assault by strangulation, and harassment in the first degree, threat of forcible felony. Nichols was returned to the correction staff after he was read the warrant. Another jail inmate, 28-year-old Ryan Mickey of Carter Lake, was presented with a warrant for violation of probation. He was also turned over to the jail staff. And 39-year-old Shannon Cotnoir was transported from the jail in Kansas City, Kansas, to the Pott County Jail on Wednesday. Cotnoir was wanted on a Pott County warrant for violation of probation. Elsewhere in the news, a western Iowa wildlife area reopened this week after being forced to close due to flooding 2 months ago. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge usually sees visitors year-round, but it had to close in mid-March as Missouri River levels rose. Park Ranger Peter Ray said a maintenance team from DeSoto and other nearby refuges repaired two sections of paved road that the floodwaters had washed out.
A lot of fill had to be hauled in to fill that, and then right now, instead of being repaved, they've just been covered with gravel, so they're kind of gravel patches as a temporary, Band-Aid, you know, before we can get it completely fixed.
Ray says the flooding has brought some animals to parts of the refuge where they normally wouldn't venture.
There's a lot of birds feeding in those flooded areas because it's shallow water and there's a lot of fish that are trapped, so it's kind of easy picking, you know, as far as feeding goes.
They even had a couple of unusual sightings, including a blue heron, which is typically found in the southeastern U.S. Though the refuge is open to the public, the boat ramps are still closed and some hiking areas are still partly flooded. Iowa State University researchers say the largest population of monarch butterflies in more than a decade could be headed to Iowa and the Midwest later this spring, prompting a good news, bad news scenario. Steve Bradbury, an ISU professor of natural resource ecology, says some 225 million adult monarchs may arrive in the next month or so, and they'll need more milkweeds on which to breed.
If these numbers coming up are as high as we think they might be, we could be overwhelming the amount of milkweed we have in the upper Midwest and Iowa. What we want to do is build our habitat bank, if you will, in Iowa up to the point that we can maintain those high numbers of monarchs.
Iowans in rural and urban areas are being encouraged to create milkweed habitats, as it's the only place the important crop pollinators will lay their eggs.
It's very helpful if folks in Des Moines and Sioux City and their gardens are getting habitat patches started in county parks and city parks, and Iowa Renewable Fuel Facility is getting their patches, and it all combines and is important.
If the state wants to maintain higher numbers of monarchs, it will need to add 500,000 to 1 million acres of habitat over the next 10 to 20 years. Habitat loss and pesticide use have caused monarch populations to drop over the past decade. In recent years, Iowa cities, farmers, and individual Iowans have joined to create or preserve habitat that's vital to monarchs, including the cultivation of nectar plant gardens.
Getting new habitat in the ground is picking up the pace, and people being really careful about the habitat that's already on the landscape and protecting it.
Bradbury says expanding monarch habitat in Iowa will play a major role in the recovery of that species. Well, three people have been charged with animal neglect after more than 50 animals were removed from a house in Storm Lake on Wednesday. Joel Herman reports from Storm Lake.
Police were notified by a neighbor of the conditions in the house, and 30 dogs and 21 cats were removed by police officers and firefighters. Police say there was a large amount of feces and urine on the floor of the house. Officers wore hazmat suits to remove the animals. Three people were charged with one count of child endangerment and 15 counts of animal neglect. 58-year-old Juana Manoyes, 28-year-old Veronica Manoyes, 22-year-old Myra Lopez Manoyes, all of Storm Lake. A 17-year-old juvenile was removed from the house and placed with a relative. The animals were taken to a local animal hospital for evaluation. City building officials red-tagged the house until living conditions can be corrected.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris will campaign in Western and Central Iowa May 23rd and 24th. On Thursday, May 23rd, the Democrat junior senator from California will hold events in Sioux City, including a public town hall. Next Friday, Harris will campaign in Council Bluffs and Des Moines. The appearances mark Harris's fourth trip to Iowa since announcing her candidacy for President of the United States. Members of the public interested in attending next Thursday's town hall in Sioux City should reserve their seat through a link provided in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Additional details about her visits to Council Bluffs and Des Moines will be released soon. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.